Yeah, Moshe says, El Korach, Ata you, V'chol doscha hayim lufnei Hashem, Ata v'chem v'yarin mocha. Moshe v'yir is coming up, Moshe v'yir is coming too, to silence his opposition. And he says, you, and all of your assembly, hey you, they shall be lufnei Hashem. And then he repeats himself. Moshe repeats himself, Ata you, v'chem, they, v'aharoin, and on the other side, you're a nemesis, Aaron Mochor. These psukim and Korach are very, very hard. The flow of the psukim, we learned yesterday two psukim, and we found that the flow of the words are very, very difficult. Rashi says in this passage, just one word, they adosicha, your assembly. Now, there's pure repetition here. This Moshe says, El Korach, ato you, v'chol adosicha. Hey, you lufnei Hashem, ato you, vohem. Who is Vohem? Substitute the word Vohem for the word Adosicha. So why the repetition? Number two, why in the first expression does it say the word V'chol Adosicha? But in the second expression, we're going to substitute the word Vohem for Adosicha. Rashi does not add the word V'chol Adosicha. And here, it's not just going to be you and your assembly. We're going to have the opposition, the one that you're coming to fight against, Aaron. He also will be their mocher. Okay, I don't know the answer. Let's see what Targum. Targum Leah says, V'amar Moshe l'korach at you v'chol kinishtach, all of your assembly. Hevo zimnin l'kodom. Now, what does it mean over here, zimnin? Over here shall be zimnin shall be designated or prepared. L'kodom Hashem. The Targum here is adding in an extra word. Moshe says to Korach, you, v'chol kinishtach, all of your assembly, heyu lifnei Hashem. So what is in heyu? Hevo ziminin. Ziminin, I think, means to be prepared. Prepare yourself to stand before Hashem. And this, indeed, very much fits with the ideology, the Weltanschauung. The Weltanschauung of the of Unkelus. Unkelus, whenever there is a pasuk in the Tanakh, in the Chumash, which gives you the impression that a human being is on par with Hashem, he right away, there's a siren, there's an alarm, goes off, and he creates a major, major barrier. When you read the pasuk at face value, it says, you and your assembly shall come tomorrow, lifnei Hashem. It's almost as if the Siddur HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be sitting behind the desk. Come into the principal's office, and Hashem's going to be on the, behind the desk, and you and your assembly will be on one side, and Aaron will be on the other side. You're making Hashem into a human being. You're diminishing the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not correct. And therefore, the Targum will always go out of his way. Any pasuk like this that gives you the wrong impression, a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a human being on the same madrega, he will create a massive barrier to separate Hashem from us, and that was you shall be prepared. You shall prepare yourself, zeminin likodam Hashem. Prepare yourself to go before Hashem. You're not going to actually go before Hashem. He's coming over here to appearing at you, the inun, and they, the Aaron Mocham. So let's see the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Zayin. What shall you bring? Ukichu, you shall take. You shall take each person machtosai a shovel. Each man shall take a macht as a shovel. Unisatem aleim kitores. And you shall put upon the shovel kitores. Vigraftem lufnei Hashem, and each one will bring it near before Hashem. Each person machtosai. How many mach? Hamishim osai machtois. 250 machtois. V'ato and you v'aroin. You and Aaron ish machtosai. Now we have a very big problem here, because it appears that like we mentioned yesterday that how many people were participating in this rebellion? 154. There was 250 men. Then there was Korach, that's 251. Then there was Dasan va'Aviram, that's 253. And then there's On Ben Peles, for a grand total of 254. So here it says v'yikhu, they will bring, they will take each person machtasai, a shovel, and in the shovel you will put fire, coals, and then vayosimu aleihem kitaris, you will then pour upon the shovel which has coals kitaris, and v'yamdu, you shall all stand Pesach at the entrance of the Ol Moed. I'm sorry, I read the wrong pasuk. I'm sorry, go back to pasuk design. Ukichu ish machtosoi, each person, unesatem aleim ketores, they'll put fire, vikraftem, and you'll offer it lefnei Hashem, ish machtosoi, chamishim umosayim machtos ato, viato, viaharon ish machtosoi. So it sounds like 251. Okay, you're gonna have 250 shovels, plus you, Korach. You're 251. 251 up against Aaron, who is one. Question, what about Dasan v'Aviram? What about On ben Pelas? How come they, who are the ringleaders, they who are participants in this, how come they are not being instructed also to bring a shovel of Keteres? I don't know. Let's see Rashi first. Rashi says over here, V'grafdim ish machtosai hachamishim umasam ish shebochem. 250 men from amongst you. Hachamishim umasam ish shebochem. Okay, those are your people. Targum. Usvu, I guess means take. Givar each person. Machti say their shovel. Ushe use shavun alehon kitores. And you shall put upon the shovel kitores. Busmin, now is a word that does not appear in the pasuk. Okay, unesatem alehem kitores, alehen kitores busmin. Now, what does busmin mean? I think it means sweet. We have to see one second. Usekarvun kodem Hashem gvar. Each one shall bring near each person machtisei shovel. Mosan v'chamshin machtiyon, 250 shovels. V'ad v'aron gvar machtisei. And you and Aaron, each person is shovel. Let me get over here one moment. Sefer, one second. Alright, so what is the word busmin? The word busmin here. Shalach, Parashas Korach, Korach. Ish, okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin over here in the Ma'atzari. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Let's see, Tazayin. Cannot be. There's no comment here on the word busman. How could that possibly be? V'savu gvar machtisei v'sitnu nalehon keteres busman. Spices, a keteres of spices. And Pasuk Yud Zayin here in the parish, there's actually no parish. Let me just go back. What about the previous Pasuk? Zeminin no adim. Zeminin means Venir Shadaita Kapari Kavirish or Rachaim Yirtzilomar Shakini Alatam Kadushan Vataru. Prepare themselves. Kadeshi Ruim Lios Tefne Hashem. Okay. Alright, so in Echanami, there's no comment over here. Very disappointing. And over here, for some reason, over here, the time over here comes to embellish what it says in the Pasuk. It says, the keteres of spices, as if to say there's another type of keteres. I'm not aware. Is there another type of keteres besides the ordinary keteres that comes from spices? It seems that Rashi over here is indicating that the Targum indicates there indeed there might be a different type of keteres. It could be there are different types of keteres I'm not aware of. And here he says a keteres of spices you will put on the pan. Fine. Let's go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, Vayichu Ishma, they did, they listened. Vayichu, they took Ishmach to Asai, the 250 men. Vayidolim Eish, they put upon a fire. Vayisimolim Keteres. Vayamdu, they stood. Pesach, Ol Moed, Umoshev Yom. When Moshe commands to be done, it indeed was done. Rashi, no Rashi, Targum, Unesivu Gvar Machtisei. They each man took his shovel. Vihavu Alehoin, they put upon it Eshos of fire. Vishavi'iu Alehoin Keteris, they put upon the Keteris Busmin, the Keteris of spices. Vikamu, they stood. Bisra, in the gate, Mashkan Zimna, the temporary Mishkan, Umoshev Yom. Pasik Yutes. Now Korach assembled the entire assembly. El Pesach Ol Moed Vayeroch Voir Hashem Ol Kavoida, and the honor of Hashem appeared in front of the entire assembly. So what does Rashi say over here? It says Vayakalim Korach Bedivrei Leitzonus. This is a very scary pasuk. How was Korach successful in assembling the Jewish people with Leitzonus? Kol halayla hahu holach etz lashvatim upita oisamani, and the word upita means he seduced them. The entire night Korach went from tent to tent, and he seduced them. Kisurin atem she'olai levadi ani makbit. Korach lied to them. He told them, "Do you really think that I'm only coming for my own honor? Eini makbit ella b'shvil kulchem. I'm only doing this for your honor." Elu boin v'noilim kol ha-gedulois. They come and they take all the gedulois. Loi ha-malchus ul-ochiv ha-kohuna ad shenispatu kulam, until all of them were seduced. Hey v'ayircho Hashem bo ba'amud anon. Hashem came in the pillar, a pillar of cloud. So you see over here, there are a lot of things over here. There are a lot of things over here that Rashi over here is saying over here, which is very, 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 very interesting. Meir, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Mayor? I'm thinking about, don't say anything, Mayor, but I'm thinking about an organization that has two letters. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Mayor?
No.
No, you don't? No, okay, fine. Okay, I know that you're a chassid of a...
Yeah, okay.
Now you're
not talking about organization, you're talking about person.
It says over here, Bedivrei Leitzonus. It's shocking. Why is this called Rashi? Is very precise. Why is it called Bedivrei Leitzonus? The word Leitzonus ordinarily means you take a davar choshuv, and you...
Cynicism.
I don't know. That's not what it normally means. Leitzonus
yes,
ordinarily means is you take something that's very, very, very important, and you do things. You make jokes. And you behave in a certain way which degrades. And
the worst degradation is you're cynic.
Okay,
it makes the whole concept.
It could
you
be.
Someone says to you, "Oh, God, yeah, I just met him yesterday." You know.
Okay, it could be. I'll give you the example. I think is called Leitzonus. I once went to a graduation of a respected institution, and the principal gets up. This is many, many years ago, and this is a high school graduation. You have to remember, high school, there are boys who spent four years in yeshiva, learning English, davening, growing. Okay, you had to hear about how many boys were in the class. Let's say about 50 boys in the class. Okay, and they rented a place, paid a lot of money to rent a place, and they prepared, maybe they had invitations, and the person that was the English principal, in my opinion, was really. Should not have been the English principal. Eventually they fired him. He was eventually fired. But in the meantime, he was still the principal. He was already the principal for a number of years. And, you know, a graduation, in my opinion, is a graduation, whether you like it or not. Whether it's June and there are 20 weddings, and the last place in the world you want to be is at a graduation, in the middle of the week, on a night, on a beautiful evening, and you have five weddings you want to go to afterwards, and to a vart, and a wedding, and this and that. The bottom line is, if you have a child, or if they have a group of boys, 50 boys who spent 4 years in high school, I don't know, they my worthless opinion, they deserve a dignified graduation. So the principal gets up, after everyone's, and it was a big crowd, there must have been there at least 200 people, maybe more, and the principal gets up and he says, "I know tonight there are a couple of weddings in the neighborhood, so we're going to get this over with as fast as possible." So my opinion, Mayor, Forget about COVID. I would shoot him on the spot.
Yeah.
I would mamish.
One word, he destroyed the whole. He destroyed all of that. 4 years.
I know, all you guys, the only parents, you want to have a wedding, if you want, we'll get this over with. Don't worry, we'll get you out of here quick, as soon as possible. I mean, what an idiot. What a stupid idiot. That was my opinion of the matter. This goes back many years ago. And I know this guy had other problems, and they eventually fired him. But in my opinion, that's called late sonos. Here you have an event, that's choshev. It's choshev. You don't want to be here, that's your problem. That's your problem. But it's choshev for somebody, for the people that are having it. And therefore, if a parent has to go to a wedding, so they'll go, they'll get up and they'll leave, because they ain't. But those that are staying, it's choshev. And for you to go and talk gutter language, to go and degrade it, that's called late sonos. Okay? So here, late sonos is many, many forms. So bedivrei late sonos, what's the late sonos? Call lailahu the entire night. Halach etzel ha-shvat, he went to all the shvat, upita, and he here's a very interesting word. Upita. This is not just stam a word. Pita is a word that you normally use with a man and a woman. A man seduces a woman, or a woman seduces a man. This is not a simple word. In other words, it means you convince them to do a dover ha'osur. You break down their barriers. And what does he say? He says the ultimate lie. The ultimate lie is, this is not about me. It's not about my kavod. It's about your kavod. Really? If it's really about your kavod, so why then do you put yourself in the position to be the next leader? If it's really about your kavod, so you should do all the fighting and make the show that it's not about you, you should appoint someone else to be the leader, not you. Okay, that's always what makes someone suspicious. If someone is really leading a fight because of corruption, and the goal of and the end is that you're going to be the new leader, I'm sorry, in my book, that's suspect. Don't go tell me that you're doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself. Because if you're doing it, if you're really doing it for them, why do you demand that when all the dust settles and I succeed, I will be the new Moshe Rabbeinu? It's a fraud. Korach is a fraud. If Korach is really sincere, then it's about you. So after we win and we remove Moshe, we'll have an election. We'll have an election and we'll have a process as to select who will be the new leader. And I will certainly not be the new leader because I am no Gebe Dover. I have to prove that I'm not doing it for myself. The fact that the goal over here is that I will be the next Gadol Hadar, this is a total fraud. And there's no other way to look at it. Mayor, you disagree with me. I know you disagree with me. The counter-argument is going to be is that that's not the way the world works. The way the world works is that the person has to have an incentive, otherwise it'll never happen. And that's what they argue today. Today, all of the yeshivas today, about 99% of the yeshivas today become private institutions. Maybe 50 years ago, 100 years ago, all of the yeshivas were public yeshivas, public trust. It was owned by the community. And therefore, there was no nepotism. There was a board. That's not the way it is anymore today. Today, every single yeshiva today has become private property. It's been taken over by an individual. Some of them have been taken over legally. They've been actually bought out. And the ones that have not been bought out, it doesn't matter. There are certain people that in their mind they believe they own it, and they run it as a private institution. L'mayin nafka mina, their children are the ones who get the money. Their children get the jobs. Their children get the cover, the money, and no one else. No, unless they have an opening, they need someone to help them. So then they give someone else a chelik. But it's private, and many will tell you, if you go and you compare in society today the private institutions versus the public, you will take note again and again and again. The private institutions are much more successful. It's a fact.
Much more what?
Successful. The institutions that are run privately because they care, because it's nogea them. It's nogea their parnasa. So therefore, they make sure the floors are clean. The floors are clean, the rebbeim are paid well, and everyone is happy, and there are no scandals, because it's my life. It's my family. It's my parnasa. It affects me on a daily basis. If the yeshiva is owned by an institution, it's a public trust, and when I retire, I have nothing from this place, they pay me peanuts, if they even pay me altogether, and then when I then the day will come, they'll throw me out, then well, I couldn't care less about this. Just a job. I couldn't care less. And that's why the floors are dirty, the place is a dump, and their baby will get paid, and no one is happy, and no one could care less. So the fact is that we do find in society today that if it's been privatized, it works a lot better, at least in the yeshiva world. So you'll argue, I'm sure Meir will argue, that Korach, if he's fighting for the other people, the only way he'll fight is if at the end of the day he will be the leader when he succeeds. So it's not a kasha. My question is, if Korach was really sincere, Korach cannot say, I'm not fighting for me. I'm not fighting for me. I'm fighting for you, Rashi. Kisvudim atem. Do you think she'olai levadi ani makpid? It's only for me? It's not for me. Ain't makpid ela bishvil kulchem. I'm only fighting for you. So what's my question? Prove it. Prove it that you're fighting for me and not for yourself. You know how you'll prove it? That if you win, you take a shavua that you're not going to be the Gadol Hador. Make a shavua. No! If I win, I will be the Gadol Hador. So in my opinion, that says to me clearly that since he's not willing to take that shavua, and he's not going to replace Moshe, that Korach is a fraud. Meir, who disappeared now, off the air, we had this discussion, he disagrees, and the proof that he's right to a degree is the fact of the 21st century, where all of the yeshivas have become private institutions, because if you are not going to get rewarded for your efforts on behalf of the klal, you'll never do it. You'll never do it. That's the way it goes. If you're not going to give cover to a gevir, they're not going to give you the money. If you're not going to put their name on the building, they're not going to give you the money. It's disgusting, I think. You go, you see these buildings, and you see all these names, these people, they're so arrogant, they're so hungry for COVID, that they have to have their name. I never understand this Asher Yotzar. They put up this thing, the Asher Yotzar, all over the thing, thousands of these signs, Asher Yotzar, all over the world. Outside of every public bathroom, there's a sign, Asher Yotzar. And then in big, grosser letters, it says, don't forget, when you make the brach Asher Yotzar, you should not be shemechavin nishvur Rebbeinu Shloimeh. You should mechavin for so-and-so. Why is that necessary? Why do you have to put your name in such big, big letters? Put your name in the teeny little letters. Or better, don't put your name on it altogether. What's this publicity? You have to go, your name has to be all over the world. What are you, Trump? Name recognition? Well, I understand, to me, it bothers me so much. You're using Asher Yotzar for yourself, for your name? Listen.
You don't understand why?
I don't understand why. I really don't.
Because the person who's dedicating it is a big Beit Tzadik.
Is a big what?
He's a big, you know, whatever the word is.
I don't understand. I really don't understand. Okay. I understand that you have to give covet. You have to give covet to yourself also? The institutions have to give cover. I just don't get it. To me, it sends the wrong message. You want to go spend $100,000 putting up signs all over the country, all over the world? Beautiful. Why do you have to put your name on it? Why?
He wants to know. You don't know that he did it.
So when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you said Baruch Atah so and so.
Yeah.
So Yotzah Schara. Obviously, I'm wrong, because it's accepted by the entire world. Obviously, I'm wrong. I'm just like someone said to me, you're just jealous. You're just jealous. You know, I'll tell you, you know, Deer Shoe, you know, they had in Lakewood an event 2 weeks ago called the Adire HaTorah event.
Yeah.
So, I know there are 20,000, everyone who went there came back with googly eyes. Unbelievable, they're in a trance. It's like a movie. They're in a trance. They brainwashed them there. And everyone like me, who didn't go, says, what kind of crazy mishigas is this? So then I asked exactly what happened there, and I have a change of attitude. Because you know what the mile of this event was? You know what the real mile of this event was? It wasn't the event. It was basically a statement to other people who make events. In other words, on this event, there were no rich people sitting on the dais. No one.
Okay.
So it was gvat, right. It was basically a statement that, and a Jew, because there, I don't want to go tell you all the gory lashon hara here, but some of these type of events, the event is who sits on the dais, the rich people, and also we'll put a few rabbanim as well. The whole thing is just a camouflage for the rich people. And the rich people, some of them, they sit mamish in the center. This event, there was no rabbanim on the dais. That was the purpose of this event. We want to let the world know.
People.
What?
Only the rich people?
No! No, there were no rich people. Everyone on the dais was...
Oh, so you said there were no rabbanim. There were
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Big difference. I'm sorry. Only... Yeah, that's right. A Freudian slip.
You'd rather be with the rich people.
I'm sorry. Only on the dais were only Talmidei Chachamim, were dirt poor people. And the rabban and the rich people were nowhere to be found. That's an amazing state. That was the purpose of this event. It was a statement. Cut out the nonsense. If you really... Yeah, he spoke. I asked someone.
He's a poor person by you?
Okay, except for him.
Okay.
Okay, except for him. But you understand, Mayor. And then there was another thing that was a very nice statement I found to be very fascinating. Today in this world, okay, you have an event in a stadium that has 20,000 people. In the whole world, it is impossible for such an event not to be live, have a live broadcast. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. A mitzvah in the Welt of having an event of 20,000 people. Beshita, this is not going to be live streamed. Under no condition, at least officially. You can't stop a yukel. You can't stop a yukel like me coming there, taking his camera and holding it up and unofficially, shaking the camera and telling all your friends, and before you turn around, you have 1,000 people watching from your camera. You can't stop that from happening. But the organization says, no, we want to let everyone know that this event is not meant to be live streamed. This is life. Life is not coming about the Zoom. Life is not about sitting behind the screen at home and drinking and turning the channels and making believe you're participating when you're really in your pajamas. That's not life. Life is for real. You want to come? Come. You don't want to come? So sit home. Don't. This beshita, no live stream. It was a statement. It's an amazing thing. This event was a statement that probably no one has the courage to do today. To go tell all the rich people, get lost. We're not giving you any covet, even though you're paying for this. They got from them $58 million for this. $58 million. To be paid out over I think 7-8 years to guarantee kollel checks. And guess what? We just want your money. You're nothing more than an ATM machine for us. We're not giving you any covet. Your name is not going to appear anywhere officially, and you're not sitting on the dais. Get lost. That was a statement to, I don't want to say who I'm talking about. There are a few organizations who don't believe in this, who believe that you have to, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim, no, you have to give cover to the rich people. You got to give them cover. But, it got a little out of hand lately, these days, of crossing the line between Rabbanim and the rich. It got out of hand. And it's amazing, this event, if only for that alone, it was kedai. You don't agree with me, Mayor?
Yeah.
There's some truth in what I'm saying. A little bit of truth. A kernel of truth.
Yeah, a lot of truth. Yeah, okay. But you can't change it.
So this one event, of course, not going to change the world. Of course not. But at least it was a refreshing change of scenery. Very interesting. I was totally flabbergasted by that. All right, so going back over here with the pita, and over here, like, so we were saying over here is that the way the world works is if you're not going to get an incentive, so... The argument that I told you that I'm critical and I'm saying, if Korach was really serious, he would make a shvua that he's not going to be the next Gadol Hadar today in the 21st century, it doesn't work like that. And the proof is that today the yeshivas that are successful are the ones that are private. So Korach, if he's not going to get, if he's claiming he's fighting for everyone. If I'm fighting for you, I have to be rewarded. That's the way the world works. We're not Malachi Elohim, and the person has to get, there has to be an incentive. That's the way it is. No one's a Malachi Elohim today. Everyone needs a little grease, a little smearing, in order to incentivize him to do something for the klal. Okay, let's see what it's over here. And he did this, El Vashut Kulchem, on the Bolat, he's complaining against Moshe. They came. Look what they did, these people, Moshe. They came. Loy Amalchus, to him was the Malchus, to Moshe, and to his brother Aaron was the Kuna. It's not fair. And with this argument, Korach won. Ad shenispatitu chulam, every single, all of them. Who was all of them? I don't know. There's a famous Chassidish Rebbe. He said that he's a Gilgal. He remembers Korach. He was, I don't know, one of these famous Rebbes. He used to say that he remembers the whole Maisa. He was there. He was a Gilgal, and he said, I think the many say this, that if we today, let's say we would go in a time machine, and you would bring us here from the 21st century back into the time of this generation, and we would see Moshe and would see Korach. There's not one person today in our generation that would not follow Korach. Korach was so charismatic, he was so dynamic, and his power of persuasion was so incredible. There's no one today in our generation that would have wanted to continue to follow after Moshe Rabbeinu. And the fact that there were people that stood...
That says a lot about our generation.
No, it doesn't say a lot about our generation. It says a lot about... Korach was a Sheni Yid. Korach or Astraimo. Korach... Korach is a very strange person. You know, the Chassidim, someone once explained this to me. If you'll notice, there's a very big divide between the Litvish Welt and the Chassidish world. Korach. In the Litvish world, Korach is a piece of garbage. He's a Rosh Merusha, a piece of garbage. Korach is a lowlife. In by the Litvaks, the Misnagdim. In the Chassidish world, they're always coming, b'liyotze min haklal, to miyashev Korach. Korach was a tzaddik.
Why?
It's a good question. It really touches upon the penimius of the neshama. And they're always coming in the Chassidish Svarim. They're always coming to say these glorious things that he made a mistake. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaaseh tov lo yechata.
I'll tell you why, very psychologically why.
Yeah.
Because the Litvaks see themselves in Korach. So they say it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But the Chassidim say everyone is different. If they made a mistake, this is a...
It's an amazing thing. You look in all the Chassidish Svarim and the Chassidish Rebbes,
yeah.
They're always coming to be miyashiv kol ha'imeh Korach toyeh. They're always being miyashiv. Korach was a tzaddik. No, you know, David, you don't hear about David. Don't talk about David. David, they don't take sides on David. No one takes, end of the day, David is good at the end of the day. No one takes sides on David. But Korach, it's really true. It's really, really true. The Chassidim, they're his biggest fans. On Facebook, he has millions of followers from the Chassidim. The Litvaks, they get rid of him. The Litvaks cannot say, you know, there's a joke. There's a rabbi in a young Israel. He gets up and he says, the Balabatim, they gave him Gehenim, the Rav. So he gets on Parashas Korach and he says, state in the Pasuk, Chazal, in the Pasuk, Uvenei Korach, in this week's Parasha, Uvenei Korach, Loi Mesu, the children of Korach, where are they? They're right here in this shul. They're sitting right here in front of me. You bunch of Rishoyim. You Balabatim. You're right here. You'll never hear a Hasidic Rebbe say that. They love Korach. They love Korach. It's a Techunas HaNefesh. You know, it's like the vaccine. There are some people, oh, they're mamish, they embrace it, they love it, they live it. Quarantine, they follow the halacha. And there are some people, they couldn't give a hoot. They couldn't care less. They walk the streets, they commit suicide, they're suicidal, they don't even go with it. And you talk to them, and it's always, you know what's so funny? The people that you would expect to be macho and ignore it and to run into the street and violate, be non-compliant, who you expect, they're the biggest scaredy cats. Some of them. They're sitting home in the basement, all messed up, vaccine, boosting, and the mamash, the gleisa chassidim of fashion. And then there are people who you would expect to be so scared. They're such scaredy cats. And they couldn't kill us. And it's amazing. You don't really know a person. You don't know the techunas hanefesh of a person. You really don't know. You think you know a person. You really don't know how they would react to these type of things. It's really amazing. Korach is the same thing. It's an amazing. He's a polarizing figure, Korach. On the one hand, he was a very great person. There's no question about that. And there's no doubt about the fact the earth opened up and swallowed him up. And now in the aftermath, what do you focus on? Do you focus on what he was before the earth swallowed him up? Or do you focus on the results? It's amazing. You really, really see this divide between Hasidim. You go ask Rabbi Eisen. He's gonna kiss Korach. I'm telling you, that's the type. He's gonna look up to him.
Sure.
You go ask him about Korach. See what he says about him. Just ask him. Yes. What do you think about Korach? What do you think about him?
Like to be like Korach.
What do you think? You ask him and see what he says. You go to a Litvish Rosh Hashiva and you ask him, what do you think about Korach? He'll say, a Russia. Yimach Shemavizra. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing about Korach. Okay, Targum, what is Targum? Vayerchor Hashem, bo ba'amur, Hashem came ba'amur ha'onan. Targum very quickly, it's very, very little over here. Ve'achnash aleihoin Korach. Korach assembled. Yosko kinishta, the entire assembly, lisra, to the gate of the Mashkan Zimla, of the temporary Mishkan, v'iskelei yikorod Hashem. You see, the Zelbazach. Oh, it says Kavoy. Okay, this is not Kavoy Hashem, the honor of Hashem, L'chol Kinishta. Okay, so the main chidush of this pasuk over here is really what Rashi says, is that he assembled them with divrei leitzonus. Doesn't say with words, it doesn't say with chokhmah, leitzonus. When the entire night, and what was the argument? I'm not fighting for myself, I'm fighting for you! And what is else Rashi? He's the word mifateh. That's a very unusual word to use. Pitui, seduction. That's a very unusual word. No one who would write this Rashi would use that word. That speaks volumes, that word itself. And it says here, he complained that Moshe took the Malchus and his brother took Kahuna. Nepotism. Aj and Espatukum, and it says shocking, every single one of them fell for this. Every one of them. Shocking. Kvod Hashem and Mud Enon. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for listening to my nonsense. Have a wonderful evening.
Where's Urban? He didn't show up?
I guess not. Maybe he's busy.
Where are the glasses? They didn't show up either.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to them. It's not so well. Ms. Glatter is not so well.
What's wrong?
Something is not right.
Huh?
Something is not right.
All right, they're afraid to go out of
No, it's more than that. There's something wrong. Something is not good.
She was sick a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe
that was years ago, and she never really right. Know when she was sick. She never did anything about it. They kept until let's wait. We'll check. We'll wait. Then came COVID. COVID destroyed the world. COVID killed everyone. And now Baruch Hashem, it's after COVID, and then COVID they were locked up the whole COVID like mamash torture chambers. And now she's not so well now. There's something going on. I don't know about.
You know, my phone always gets drained very quickly by the Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom, it's true. Zoom and Waze. Those two, Those two are monsters. Zoom is also a monster. Zoom is also a monster. Zoom and Way is a monster. They take up all.
Well, my grandson from Israel, he made a voice for Way.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hear it.
And he sent it to me. Put it on.
So send me. I'll do it next time I go. I'll do it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
It's okay, send me. It's a script.
Okay.
It's a script. They give you a script. You go to the website. They give you a script.
Yeah.
And you follow the script. They tell you say this. And you read the script. It's not so long. It's not even
so. That's what he did. He was probably bored. So
the roundabout. Make a left. You've reached your destination. It's not such a big. I saw it once. It's not such a big script. It takes about 20 minutes to do. They pay celebrities incredible amounts of money for this. You go call a Bill Clinton, we'll give you $100,000. Take you 20 minutes. 20 minutes. I'll give him $100,000. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You go call up a celebrity. All right, Zion.